We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First off, Sean, what are some of the issues Hamburg residents have been facing following the Halloween storm?
Well, we've been working diligently with residents getting the debris cleaned up and any damaged items from their household removed. So our highway crews have been working removing the debris from the roadway and any debris that the residents can pull from their property out towards the edge of the road in the right-of-way so that we can get the debris removed. We're prohibited by law to go on private property and do any work for residents. So that really limits our ability to help, but if they can get the debris to the edge of the road, we're able to take it from there. Any damaged appliances or anything other than debris that washed up, we made arrangements with waste management to come through and do a one-time pickup so that we can remove large garbage items like any carpeting or anything household-wise that was damaged. They put to the curb, and we facilitated that on Tuesday to assist residents with that large item pickup.
Where specifically is the majority of the damage?
The majority of the damage from the Halloween storm was on South Shore and Midshore Drive in the Hoover Beach area. There was damage through, other portions of the town along the lake shore to people's seawalls, some sinkholes that were created from the erosion, and some tree and fence damage. But the majority of the household damage to the living space and the residences was down in the Hoover Beach area.
Now, what does Hamburg need to do to be able to adequately perform repairs?
Well, we can't, go on people's private property and perform repairs to their property. So it's up to the individual homeowner to facilitate those repairs. We're working with them and advocating for them to try and get some assistance. Last night we had our meeting with the residents, and we've asked for a Small Business Administration assessment, which would bring in a team of people to assess from the Small Business Administration to assess property damage to see if it got to their threshold, which is 25 homes, and 40% of those homes have to be uninsured. So they would afford residents low-interest loans to facilitate those repairs and fortify their infrastructure to protect their residences from future storms. So mitigation projects such as, improve seawalls, heighten their utility service, anything that would allow them an opportunity to get critical infrastructure for their home up and out of harm's way if they had a flooding event again.
Okay. Sean, I do have another couple questions for you, but I've got to jump on the air for about a minute. I'll get the tape rolling once again. And Sean, we're back on tape. Sean, have you had a chance to talk with federal officials regarding possible FEMA payments?
We have met with FEMA representatives in the last few days. They were here not on the individual assistance side of things, which is what we're looking at for the individual homeowners. They were here on the public assistance side, which is municipalities. So any critical infrastructure to the town and or county or state infrastructure, that such as Route 5 or any of our roadways. So the FEMA representatives that were here were assessing our damage to our critical infrastructure and our public side of things. So the process in which the individual assistance goes is we've submitted the addresses and the contact information. We gathered a bunch of information from residents, pretty much spelling out and portraying their damage, the amount of damage, and any pictorial reviews that they are able to provide for us. We've put that in a database, and we have provided that to the Erie County Office of Emergency Services, the Department of Homeland Security Emergency Services, and then they pushed that up to the state, and the state did send an assessment team out two Fridays ago, and we went door-to-door and visited each residence where there was damage to the living space, so the livable area, not so much to the seawalls or any infrastructure to protect the homes, but the homes themselves. So once they compiled that report, then they we had to hit a threshold of 25 homes with that 40% uninsured, so that the Small Business Administration mechanism would kick in to provide some sort of assistance. So that's where we're at. FEMA, they have to there's thresholds that have to be met both at our local, at the county level, and then at the state level, and the governor has to make that movement towards FEMA for any kind of assistance. But typically, FEMA doesn't provide assistance directly to residents. Typically, it's more geared towards municipalities and infrastructure, getting those governments back functioning.
If FEMA does not supply Hamburg for the dollars for at least the town, what happens from there?
Can you just clarify your question, please?
Well, you've been talking about FEMA dollars for town infrastructure. If you don't receive those dollars from FEMA, FEMA doesn't approve it, what happens from there?
Well, we have damages and expenses that we've been, you know, our highway crews and our buildings and grounds department have been working, you know, diligently and cleaning up. We've really tried to take care of the residents' needs first. We were working through Hoover Beach and their neighborhood to try and get their life back restored and get their debris cleaned up and cleaned out. So we haven't really even started to tackle the problems that we have on our tunnel and beaches and buildings that are associated with that. We have you know, made some repairs to some drain culverts and some roadways that were damaged. But for the most part, you know, we're just absorbing that cost for right now and you know, hoping that anticipated FEMA money will assist in the defraying of those expenses.
All right. Anything else I've left out of you care to add?
No, we're just, you know, for the storm coming up tonight, we're just monitoring, you know, a little known fact that we had a very similar weather event the weekend before, the Sunday before the Halloween storm, which was pretty much mirrors what's forecasted for tonight. So, you know, we're monitoring that situation because that storm on the 29th that hit on the that Sunday, the you know, everybody in Hoover Beaches, their seawalls, break walls, and their infrastructure was intact at that storm. So there wasn't any damage, real major damage from that event. But now with the compromised infrastructure at people's homes, we're, you know, we're going to take a real close eye on, you know, monitoring that situation down there in hopes that we don't have further problems with the storm tonight. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.